Try bending ordinary ice called ice 1H. It seems to be the essence of brittleness. Of course, nothing in a big block form, such as an ice cube, bends easily. That's true even of materials that aren't particularly brittle, such as wood. So, to make a tight bend in any material, you need it to be in a thin shape. Thin copper wire bends readily into sharp turns, small radii. Copper bars don't. Okay, what happens with thin sheets of ice? We all know that they shatter so very easily. The reason is that ice that forms naturally, say as thin sheets on a puddle, is full of defects in its crystal structure. It's composed of small domains that are perfect, but that meet each other at weak joints. Worse, ice often has air bubbles formed when air is partly excluded as water freezes. That's why ice cubes are hazy unless we make them from boiled water. We can do better, or certainly Pai Zhen Shu and colleagues at Zhejiang University can. They made tiny ice crystals, much thinner than a human hair. These could be bent so sharply that they stretched and compressed as much as 10.9% on their sides, yet they sprang back perfectly unchanged. This happened even as ice changed its crystal structure at extreme bending and changed back. This research informs us about how ordinary materials perform at the atomic level, and it must have been fun to do. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.